The Longmont Chamber of Commerce began focusing on advocacy in 2023. To better understand the business needs of Longmont, it launched its Business Needs Survey. The survey has returned for another year. Around 150 businesses participated in the 2023 survey. The chamber learned that housing, employment, and inflation were among the top concerns of Longmont businesses regardless of membership in the Longmont Chamber. The chamber team used the survey data as part of their advocacy plan. In 2023, the survey data was used in advocacy topics such as Fair Work Week and Governor Jared Polis' housing bill, said Scott Cook, executive director of the Longmont Chamber of Commerce. Cook learned that employment issues were very concerning to Longmont's bigger businesses more than its small businesses. "We get right in the middle of that and we don't shy away from that conversation," Cook said, adding the survey data helped to tell a more powerful story because it provides data on the impacts of these topics on the community of Longmont. The survey also influences what programs the chamber offers throughout the year. The 2023 survey prompted the chamber to host a State of the City event, which will return this year, according to Cook. The chamber will also offer education courses for local businesses based on survey results. The chamber's goal is to get more than 300 Longmont businesses to participate in the survey. The Longmont Chamber is soliciting the help of Nixon Williams, who is a senior and member of the Silver Creek Leadership Academy. Williams is interning at the chamber as part of his capstone project. Williams' project is to identify how he can expand awareness of the survey. Currently, he is working on creating a personalized email campaign. He hopes to be able to meet several business owners in person and share the benefits the survey has for the community during one-on-one meetings. "The 2024 survey resembles the 2023, Cook said. "Many of the questions will be the same or similar. The chamber is hoping by keeping it consistent it can understand business trends in Longmont over the coming years."